This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. If you have ever had a healthcare expense denied by your insurance, you know how complicated it is to try and appeal. A new startup is using artificial intelligence to help you in that fight. With me now, Neil Shaw, chairman of Counterforce Health. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, Megan. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, what led you to launch Counterforce Health?
Yeah, I'd say a couple of things. One, I've been through this journey of fighting the health insurance companies, personally. During my wife's multi-year cancer battle, I was the advocate of fighting several health insurance denials for everything from access to critical therapies to hospitalizations to surgery bills to emergency visits. And it was infuriating, at various times when you're kind of in the middle of a serious illness battle, it's adding insult to injury, to fight health insurance denials. But also later professionally, I now run a very large nationwide caregiving platform, helping middle-aged people care for aging parents, mostly with dementia care. And I see that so many family caregivers are drowning in fighting health insurance denials.
How does the platform work?
The way it works is pretty simple. You just go to the site, counterforcehealth.org, and you upload anything relevant. So usually a denial letter from your insurance company, your policy coverage document, and then any relevant background information if you have accessible, such as your health record or any kind of notes from the doctor's visits or anything like that. It takes what normally would be a manual process of 8 to 10 hours of reading through all the documents, parsing research journals, et cetera, and it does all that for you. The AI system has optical character recognition, so it'll kind of scan through any documents you've uploaded, whether they're typed or handwritten. It'll ping the relevant medical literature and databases of research journals. It'll ping billing code databases to fix any kind of errors in how something might have been coded. And then it will basically write research and output a fully crafted appeals letter that's as robust as if you had a brother or sister that was a doctor that sat down for 8 hours and did it for you manually. And it'll do that in 2 minutes. And it's free.
So having you explain all that, the first maybe red flag, and maybe that's not fair, but the first thing I think of is data and health privacy. How do you cover that?
Yeah. Great question. I appreciate you asking. So we actually keep it very anonymized. So there's different options you can choose. And if you choose the most private option, it simply slows it down slightly. But by slow, I mean, it goes from 2 minutes to 4 minutes. And the way that works is it's a HIPAA compliant tool. It would fully de-identify and scrub all the data on your computer or laptop. So by the time it's sent to the server, your name and any identifying information has been fully extracted, just kind of the background on what's being denied. And then all that is processed, it's put back into your computer, and then the data is re-identified on your machine. So that way the servers don't see any of the data. So, there are fully compliant versions, and then they're just slightly slower in terms of processing time.
Are you worried that insurance companies will get wise to this and find ways to counteract it through their own algorithms?
Yes, and they've already been doing it. You know, I think part of the reason for creating the tool is that I think most people don't know that insurance companies have already weaponized AI. And I wrote a book about this because I'm like very obsessed about the topic. And it's called Insured to Death, How Health Insurance Screws Over Americans and How We Take It Back. And really the whole premise of the book was in the last 2 to 3 years, as AI technology first emerged, the insurer started weaponizing it against patients and against clinics. And, you know, it's now our whole purpose and mission in building these tools is just to level the playing field. Up until recently, and you know, up until people, patients or doctors found out about tools like this, it was like the other side is fighting with machine guns and you're fighting back with a knife, you know, like there's no chance. So our goal is like, how do we arm people with this new technology?
What documented success do you have among people who have tried this?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of success. Over 70% success rate so far on thousands of appeals. Tons of people are getting access to essential therapies. I think there's a lot of, interestingly enough, there's a lot of cancer patients who are accessing therapies that got denied. I mean, that's like probably one of the most saddest stories that we see, and also one of the biggest positive social impacts, you know, through our work. But we're also helping people. I mean, there's also people of all different backgrounds using it. There's people, a lot of people are being denied the GLP-1 medications right now. You know, that are people with diabetes that are trying to take these to manage their illness. So I'd say across all backgrounds, but probably the most like impactful or you know, kind of like absolutely essential things we see are cancer care and post-stroke recovery.
Where do you see this going in the future?
Good question. I mean, I think the next step is it's mostly a patient-facing tool that in recent months, like last couple of months, lot of clinics have started using, and I think that's something completely unexpected. Like we initially built it just to help and empower individual people to fight back. We did not realize, I mean, I guess in hindsight, you know, it should be obvious, but how big of a problem this is for small medical practices. And I think that the next phase is likely that we're trying to learn more about those unmet needs, and we're trying to serve a lot more practices because, you know, one individual patient hearing about this, of course, they'll use it and that's great for them. But most people, if they're lucky, they might only be dealing with one denial every once a year or two. But when a practice hears about this, they'll be using it 50 times, 100 times a week because they're dealing with all their patients' denials. And in some, you know, in some clinical specialties, like in neurology, an average of 20% of claims are denied. So just think about like if you're running a small medical practice in neurology and you're seeing like a few hundred patients a month, you know, across a handful of physicians, you're probably dealing with like hundreds of denials every month. And I think that's like a cool opportunity. So I think my hope for the project in the next few months is to help a lot more clinics, help rural hospitals. We've had outreach inbounds from rural hospitals that are also drowning in this stuff. So I think that would be awesome because I think that these are some of the reasons that people cannot, you know, practice healthcare anymore independently because the administrative burden is too great.
Neil, thank you so much. Appreciate your time on this.
Thanks, Megan, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
That is Neil Shah with Counterforce Health. He says they're able to keep the platform free thanks to grants from the University of Pennsylvania and the National Institutes of Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.